You Matter, The Human Solution, written and read by Delia Smith.
If you know me or know of me, you might be thinking, what's going on here? If you don't know me, let me explain. My former day job was an attempt to teach a generation the basics of cooking via books and TV. Apart from a thriving website, that's now history. Yet I have many unknown friends everywhere, and their warm responses and comments still give me a lift. What then is going on here? It's something that's been on the back burner for most of my life, with a long-held intention that it might one day become a book. Put another way, You Matter represents my burning desire to communicate something I'm now even more certain needs to be said, given the times we're living in. It all began with me, aged about 5, being put to bed too early. I knew it was too early because I could hear other children still out playing. So, wide awake, I began to think and reflect and daydream, quite naturally and contentedly. So much so that it became a routine thing. I was a bit of a tearaway, and much to my parents' great disappointment, not a success at school. But I always loved having time and space for quiet thought. And being sent to my room for doing something wrong was never the punishment it was intended to be. Fast forward through the years, always needing quiet time, I now have a name for it, spirituality. Let me quickly say that it's nothing esoteric, but very simply the result of an accidental prelude to a long life of reflective thought. What it involves is stillness, silence, or quiet time. There are many ways of describing it, but in essence, it's having time and space in your life, exclusively for yourself, to become more aware of a natural part of human existence that expands and invigorates your view of life. After a lifetime of thought, I'm now certain that this is a crucial yet much neglected part of human nature. The presence of the human spirit, or the term spirituality, tends to be wrongly thought of as something otherworldly, and it is sometimes even made to seem that way. It can also be wrongly written off as something that is exclusive to religion. Mostly, though, this very natural spiritual dimension gets drowned out by surface life and its frantic overload. Yet, with or without religion, when a natural dimension of human nature is not fully utilized, it can leave a void, which sometimes leads to mental issues or inhibits the development of inner strengths we didn't know we had.